it wasn't until I had decided to become an undertaker at the age of 29 that I realised that I hadn't ever actually seen a dead body. Clearly, this Rubicon needed to be crossed before I went any further. So, with the help of a Quaker funeral director, a woman whose quiet, compassionate approach to funerals was to teach us all we needed to know, I came face to face with my first corpse. I can see him now, an elderly man dressed in his tweed suit with his cloth cap between his clasped hands. He was unembalmed, spared the makeup and wax and fuss that shames and disfigures so many of our dead, dignified and peaceful and utterly natural. At first I felt awe and fascination, the mind-boggling fact of death, the uncompromising solidity of it all. Then empathy for him and his family. Then an unexpected and sudden upsurge of grief for myself, for my own dead that I had not witnessed. My father, my mother, my aunt, my grandparents. Avoided out of fear or circumstance or because of well-meaning advice to remember them as they were, as if remembering them as they were could undo what they had become, gone forever from my sight, from my reach and touch. There is a disconnect that can occur between the head and heart when someone we love dies. The head understands, or pretends to, that stuttering internal voice repeating over and over, "They're gone." But the heart, oh, our hearts do not go so lightly. Faithful old warhorse, fierce and angry with love and loyalty, they stamp and snort with disbelief. "No," they beat again and again. "No, not true." And if we're lucky, someone takes us by the hand, we summon up all our courage and go into the room where our love lies, or rather, where what they used to be lies. That awful, fascinating contradiction, the presence of an absence, the person we love so changed, so departed. And in that moment, the head and heart come together, are reset like a snapped bone, comforted and broken at the same time. Comforted because this truth is what we knew inside all along, that we die, all of us, and there is a strange peace in knowing this. And broken because all we want in the world is for that person to open their eyes, to come back to us,